If you've been paying attention, and I hope that you have, you might be comparing this week's gospel reading to last week's. See, last week we had John the Baptist talking about broods of vipers and such, but also saying, you know, Jesus is coming and I'm not worthy to carry his sandals. He's going to come and baptize with fire and the Holy Spirit. And now, 8 chapters and a week later, John's like, so Jesus, are you really him? I'm in prison. I need some answers. I want some reassurance. See, John had been arrested and was soon to be beheaded, his head served up literally on a platter by Herod's daughter. And so he's wondering, is this really it? What's going on? And notice that our Lord doesn't say, yeah, trust me. He says, look at what's going on. Tell John what you see happening. I mean, anyone can come up and say, I'm the Messiah, but what do you see going on? You see the blind being healed. You see the lame walking. You see all the things that the scripture has told us would happen with the coming of the Messiah. So what do you think? And he sends them off. Our Lord does that. It's not so much, do this because I tell you to do it. It's do this because you see me doing it. Follow my example. Look and see what's happening and make up your own mind about it. Even when he starts to talk about John, he says, you know, John is the greatest of born of woman, but even he is the least in the kingdom of heaven. Leaving it for the crowd to figure out exactly where Jesus fit into that. We had quite the discussion this morning in Sunday school about this. If John was the greatest, where does that put Jesus on the scale? But it's that same idea. Jesus couldn't very well say, John is the most awesome guy, except for me, of course. I don't think people would listen very long after that. But what he does tell them is look and see. See what the Messiah does. See the example I set for you. And that's what we're called into. We're called not just to sit here and pay lip service and say, yeah, we believe. We're to believe and then go and do. Things happen as a result of Jesus Christ. Christianity is not a passive exercise. We had a wonderful example of this past week with the Christmas party that we threw for the foster families in Washington County. So many of you contributed to this, both in doing stuff and in giving your time and being there Thursday night. And I think a wonderful time was had by all. So many smiling faces. So much, they were so comfortable here. And that's a wonderful thing. A lot of churches, you hear people talk about it. Hey, I didn't really feel good there. No one talked to me. I didn't feel like I belonged. And here are these families coming in, never set foot in the place before, and felt at home. I am so proud of what St. James did. And it's a beautiful start. And it is a start because we're going to continue. We're going to keep on doing the work of Christ in the world. That's our calling. Christianity is not celestial fire insurance. It's not a get-out-of-hell-free card. It's a calling to do, to further the kingdom of heaven, to be the body of Christ, to be light in the world, to be salt, to be yeast, to be leavening, to go out and transform the world in Christ's name. And it doesn't happen just sitting here in pews. Sitting here in pews is a good thing. It's where we're fed. We come to the altar and we're reminded that Christ dwells in us and we dwell in him. We take his body and blood and make it part of us. But then we do something with that. Because it's not just about us. It's about Christ in the world, Christ working through us. When John asks, are you the one? Jesus says, what do you see? When people ask us, what are you? Can we answer, well, what do you see? We can do a pretty good job. It's not bad. But we can always do more. The biggest problem with success is thinking, well, now we're done. But success just means we're ready for the next thing. And then the next, and the next. The work never ends. But that's the glory of it. There's always greater heights. There's always more that we can do. There's always greater glory that can be shared with the world. And we're called to do that. And that's the most amazing thing, that God can use someone like me to further God's kingdom. And if he can use me, he can use you. I can guarantee you that. Erica will be happy to tell you. We're called to be Christ in the world. And we're doing that. And we're going to do more. And we're going to be a shining light in Greenville and Washington County and Mississippi, in the United States of America, in the world. We're going to shine the light of Christ to a world that so desperately needs it. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.